on the lulav. Rashi sheyotzin b'shedra shloy uksin. You have like thorns, shemin kutzin, like thorns are sticking out of the shedra. The shedra is like the front part of our lulav that we use. It looks like a flat, smooth backbone. That's called the shedra of the lulav. So if on the smooth part of the lulav you have like thorns growing out of it, that's possible. Kof kovat, it has thorns. What about sodat? It's cracked. Or else okum, or else it's bent over. Doima la magal, or okum, it's bent over like a sickle, like a magal, like a, I would call it like a moon type of a sickle, you call it. What? The knife you did cuttings with. Looks like the moon, what?
A big one? Yeah.
If it's the mom is bent over, like halfway over, that's called okum. Bent over, doima la magal, it's possible. So here it says klos tzidik. If it has a crack, it's possible. That's what you say before. Nistak is kosher. Here it says clearly, tzidak is possible. Rashi says okum dum lamagol. Rashi says chodim ulfi. It's one thing. If it's bent over, okum dum lamagol, like a magol, then it's possible. Chorus. What about the lulav is so dried up, like the wood already? Then it's possible. Rashi says chorus. Kosher. It's very hard. Shenasa charuish kandera chalulav. All of noisharim. Its leaves fall off it. B'yamais hagesharim in the winter. The shedra on the backbone of it miskasher v'nasets, comes very hard and becomes a piece of wood. So if you just have the wood itself, that's possible. That's chorus. What about doim l'chorus? It's just beginning to get hard, but the leaves are still on it. It's not like the leaves didn't fall off yet. It's just beginning to get hard. Then it's still kosher. Rashi says doim l'chorus. His chol is kasher, is beginning to get a little bit hard. But v'adayin l'nasets, it didn't become like a piece of wood yet. Then it's kosher. But I call upon him, we have a sphero. Before we want to say now, Mishnah Smashmo ni niktam reishoy. Only if it was cut off a piece of the top leaf. But just if the top leaf was split, it's kosher. And here the Brisa says, Sodik, if you have a split in the top leaves, it's possible. So Omer HaPapa, Papa answers like this. It depends how bad the split is. Omer HaPapa, the Ovid ke himnuk. If it's made like a himnuk, then it's no good. Kimnuk okum. Ke himnuk. So Rashi, Omer HaPapa, Odik Tani, Sodik Posel, Lav Shinizdak Roshi Olin, Oshedram. El diyavet kihimnik. I mean, shel barzel shel seifrim sheish kol shnei roshim. That's like a prong. It has like two sides to it, like a fork. For roshi yechad mafutzal kach godla lulav. Kimin shtei shidrosh. Looks like mamish two backbones. Machtis olin lekan or machtis olin lekan. Mamish grows like two different backbones, and you have leaves coming off this side and leaves coming off this side. So that's called postav. It's so nistak that mamish like a U. It looks like a U, the lulav. That's postav. Mamish grows and then it splits off the two different backbones, that's no good. But if it's just a little bit split, that's okay. So it's also shalal alocha. Alocha with machpat, this is not talking about the tiumis. Not talking about the top two leaves. Now when you check out a lulav, you have to always make sure you check it out to direct the top leaf. Sometimes you have one top leaf, and sometimes you have two of them. Those two we're machpat not to be sodic at all. They can't have any cracks in it at all. Like we're machpat, this Gemara now is talking about the other leaves. The rest of the leaves, if they're cracked, it's still kosher. As long as it's not sodic, mamish looks like doesn't look like a U. If it looks like a U, that's no good. Oh, this is a hard picture to see here. Here's a picture, but mamish looks like a U. Oh, you have to look at it carefully. If mamish looks like a U, that's possible. But kozma doesn't look like a U, it's okay. But so far, we're not talking about the tumus. We're not talking about the top two leaves. We're talking about the rest of the leaves. So it depends how bad the crack is to make it possible. The split is. Fine. Then it says, okum, if it's bent over, doima lamagal is possible. Omar Rav said, lo yamoron el lefonav. Only if it's bent over, facing towards you. In other words, the shedra, usually the way we hold the lulav, that's called the shedra. The smooth part of the lulav faces us, that's like the backbone. So if the shedra is bent over, facing lefonav in front of it, that's possible. That's not hoder, it doesn't look nice anymore. Let's say it's bent backwards. If the lulav is bent backwards, then griyasu. That's the way it's grown. That's normal. That's not a surf and hodr. That's okay. So it depends which way the lulav is bent. That says the achrov. Shenekam letzad shedra. If it's bent backwards towards the shedra, that's okay. Mulafonov in front. Letzad shekneged hashedra. Shederach zel tzad osu kishedra. Shobheima. Baita. Omer Rav Nachman, litzdodin. What happens if the lulav is bent on the side, either right side or left side? Kilafon of domi and it's possible. That's what some say. That's possible. The Yamrullah, some say no kalachra of domi. that it blinds like it's in back and it's kosher. So men with some achlekes. But Allah will be makbid that if it's bent too much to the sides, also it's possible. Just if it's bent only, la'achrov, bent backward, then it's still kosher. However, really the mitzvah though, the hiddur should always be as much as possible to get a straight going lulav. The more straighter it is, the more harder, the more nicer it is. Now it's only possible if it's mamish bent over a lot, like the mamish has to be ka'oka, the lamagal, has mamish bent over like a moon shape, mamish all the way over, that's when it's really possible. But just bent over a little bit, it's still kosher. Just the katkila though, the mitzvah hid the harder is, that it should be as straight as possible. But it's dodim, if it's bent all the way over to the sides, that we pass in this puzzle. That's like lefonav, that's puzzle. Only liachrav is kosher. The yomar rova, hai luluf, the solik, bechad hutza, ba'amum hul apostle. If the luluf like only has leaves on one side of it, the other side of luluf doesn't give off leaves, that's like a ba'amum, it's puzzle. It's not harder, it doesn't look nice. Trashi, the solik, bechad hutza, shekol olav mitzad echad. All the leaves are only growing on one side of the luluf, that's not called a nice lulav, that's possible. Right? We don't have that. I mean, all the lulav is about to give off leaves on both sides. Right, that's concerned for miktam, it was cut off, and nistak depends how bitter it is. Now, nifritzu olav. Then the Mishnah says the chilek between nifritzu olav, that's... Nifritzu olav is also possible. The nifritzu, if the leaves spread out, it's possible. Nifritzu, if they're also way of spreading out, then it's kosher. So Rashi and the Mishnah learned the chilul between nifritzu and nifridu. Nifritzu means the leaves were detached. It was like pulled off the lulav, but it's still there. So since it was detached from the lulav, that's why it's possible. Nifridu means they're still attached, the leaves are still attached to the lulav, just they started to spread out. That's still kosher. And that's if you just said, tie them together. That's what Rashi learned in the Mishnah. That nifritzu means it was broken off from the shedra. So Mishnah says, now nifritzu olav, the leaves are like broken off, it's possible. Omer Rav Papa, nifritzu diyavet kichufya. You know what it means, broken off? It's made like a broom. If it's made like a broom, then it's puzzle. Nifridu, what does it mean, spread out? The yifrida fruda, stand spread out a little bit, that's not so bad. So Rashi says, what does it mean, a chufya, a broom? Rashi says, kichufya. A shkubya, sheboy mechabden esabayi. It's like a broom, a master used to use a broom, used to use a lulu for a broom. V'yoysen noysen mi'olen shalulu. They make the broom out of the leaves from a lulav, hatlushim, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. You're tolish, you pull off the leaves, off the backbone, off the lulav. The hatlushim yashedrim. The oivdim mehen harbib yachin. And it's time you tie them together. That's called nifritzu, the way Rashi learns. Allah, I don't think we hold like this. Rashi to his nifritzu means mamish. You pulled off all the leaves of the lulav, and then you stamp tied them together. So that's pshit, that's not called the lulav. That's called the broom, it's no good. My shenken, if they're still attached, just they start to spread out, that's kosher. Nifridu mimorsus defruda yifrud. Shrashi defruda yifrud. Roshayim nifrodim kian fedek, like leaves of a palm tree. Fiyain musorin imashedra, ela melmato. They're only attached, they're lying only on the bottom. Hey nichuborim bo. On the bottom, the leaves are still attached. So they start to spread all out, still it's kosher. Now, boyi rapapa, papa clears a shayla. Nechloko hatiyu mesmal. This is what's again the Geshayla by a lulav. What about the top leaf? If it was split, nechloko hatiyu mes. Hatiyu mes means when you have to figure it out, you have to watch the way the leaves branch off the shedra and follow your finger all the way up to the top of the shedra, to the top of the bone, like of the wood of the lulav. And that last leaf that goes up, that's called the tumis. Sometimes you have one going up. Sometimes you have two top ones going up. So now usually the way the leaves of a lulav are, we all know, they're like two clasped together. So nifridum, if those two nistik means they're split. The top leaf-like became apart a little bit. So shal, is that kosher or not? So boy rapapa, nech lakarat yumas, the top leaf split. Mahu. Toshma, come in here. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Nitlo hat yumas posel. If it was taken off altogether, like it was cut off, the top leaf, then it's possible. So the chur, my love, isn't it the same din? Who adin nechleko? Who adin if it's split, it'll be the same halacha? Someone says, no, of course not. Loi, nitlo shani. Maybe only if it was taken off, it was pulled off. That's possible. To hochosalei, you don't have the top leaf altogether. Mashenkin, if the top leaf is just split, maybe it's kosher. Now, like we had before, the only term really it's possible is if the whole lulav looks like a U. Mamas looks like two different shedras. But here we see clearly it's one shedra going up. It's one lulav. Just the top leaf split, so that it's not to say it's kosher. It's only posel of nitla. If those top leaf, one or two, was taken off altogether, then it's posel. Since the Chorubi Arayat, what we said before, that nikta means the wood itself. What's posel if you cut off the wood of the lulav? That's posel. Here the chiddush is, even though you didn't touch the wood, but if you took off the tiumas, the top leaf, that's bad. If you chop off the whole top leaf, that becomes posel. So when you touch the shedra, the wood itself of the lulav, that becomes posel. If you just touch the leaves, it would be kosher. Only if you cut off altogether the top leaf, that's what's posel. Then was ikad the army some said not like that. The loch is not like that. Ikad the army some said like this. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Omer Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Nech lokat yumis. Let's say the top leaf was split. Naaseh kemi shenitla hat yumis upsu apostle. What the Braisa means to say, even though the Braisa only says nitla, if the top leaf was taken off altogether, but who adin if it's split? If the top leaf is split, that's also considered like it's not there, and therefore it becomes puzzle. And that's where we hold halacha, that if the top leaf is split, it's puzzle. Now exactly how much does it have to be split? That's the machlekes we're showing you. Some shittas hold it has to be split all the way until the backbone, until the shedra. But lulav is, there's the wood itself, and then the leaf goes even further up. So some shittas is only puzzle, that top leaf is split all the way down. That's what some shittas are. Other shittas is roif. Some shittas are a tefach. The meister, we're marked for the tefach. If it's split the tefach, then you shouldn't use it. But lechumra, though, the best thing is not even a mashu. At least for the first day of Sukkot, people always check out the lulav to make sure even a mashu, a little split, should not be up there. Because some shittas hold, like the Mor doesn't say a shear, exactly how much is possible. Some shittas hold even a mashu, even a little split, on the top is possible. So about if you could find the lulav that the top leaf is not split at all, about you better off. But Louis, you see, you can't find it, Avadi could use it and make a bracha as long as it's not a tefach split. Like four inches split. Rashi says, Nechlokat yumis, Shnei olin el yoinim, the top two leaves, and so in the middle ones, Sheshem hashedra kola, that's where the end of the backbone is. Nechloko zemizeh, venistako hashedra, that's where the shedra ends. Ad olin shalamatim mehim. Now, tiumas Hashem lefishim with the brokim ketumim. The reason why it's called tumim usually means twins. So usually the leaves of a lulav are always two leaves bound together. That's the way the leaves are. Every leaf you have, there you can split in half. So you know the top leaf that's bound together, if it's split, that's the shaila, is it kosher or not? And we come out, if it's split, it's no good. Right. We have Yehuda Weimer. Yehuda says in the Mishnah that if the leaves were spread apart, so then you should just tie it back together again. So according to this, it's not talking about the tumis. It's talking about the rest of the lulav. If the rest of the lulav are also different, it's not talking about where the leaf was split. Just means the leaves, like on the side of the lulav, start to spread out. If it started to spread out, like it grows, so Yehuda says in the Mishnah, you have to tie them back together again to make it look like one. Tanya. We have Yehuda Weimer. Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Kapois tomorrow. The Torah says the lulav is called kapois tomorrow. Kofus. That means it has to be tied, bound together. That's the type of kapos tomorrow. The leaves, the branches of a palm tree. But kofus vidashi means bound together. Imho yuporut. That means if the leaves started to branch off already, yechavtenu, bind them, bow them, tie them together again. That's what you do, drusha. Omale revinu ravashi. Mimai dahai kofus, kapois tomorrow. The lulav who? How do we know when the Torah says kapos tamarim? It means the lulav like we take. How do we know it's the branch of the palm tree the way we use it? Ema charusa vina. Ema charusa. Maybe it means like after a year later when the leaves fall off and it becomes hard like a tree. Maybe that's what you have to use, like a real branch of the palm tree, but not like we love the fresh lulav. Maybe it means charus. How do you know what kapos tamarim means? That says charusa. On the fadekel, the branch of the dekel, mishen is kash, you have to become hard. Shtei shonu mishlesh, you have to 2 or 3 years. Maybe that's what you have to use? So Gemara says, no. Being in kapois fuleka, mashma, you have to have leaves there, and it has to be bound together. If you use the charusa, just a piece of wood, there's no leaves on it, that's possible. And that's not called kapos tamarim. But the Gemara ve'ema ufta,
Maybe uftar, Rashi's uftar is Ashtila Miikara Dekal, Shucholuk, Vien Onof Yoitsim Menu Lakan Lakan, Shane Lacha Kapas Menu. Maybe it's the eco part of the deckle, the eco part of the palm tree, that's very smooth, and it doesn't have any branches, any leaves coming off it at all. So my answer is again, kofos mechlau di eco porid. Kofos means they're bound together, mashma, they could be separated. Rashi mashma she porid mitchila v'yata koiftoi. That there is something to be separated, and you have to put them together. The ufta has no separation to it. For the umar of a high kofos, the high kofos v'yomid. The ufta, that's, even though it's fresh, but it's always bound together. For the more v'aymo kufra, maybe it means kufra. So Rashi says, "Haina namik eight." It's also a type of a wood. Kain charusa ladayin benchin. It's 1 year old. Lanisava eitzav v'yati yochol lichvoyt anofa. You can bend over its things. Ayda yogud. So the kids, maybe it's another type of a wood. So Marin says, "Amar abayom." The pasuk says, "Derocheha darke noyim v'chol nisivaseha shalom." All the mitzvahs of the Torah are very sweet. The Torah only tells you to do the racher dakenoyim. The drachim, the ways you go in the Torah are sweet. In other words, the Torah wouldn't tell you to take something that's not nice. And vice versa here, this kufra has thorns on it. So the Torah wouldn't tell you to take a lulu that has thorns on it. It's not nice. Rashi says racher dakenoyim. The elu, this type of a kufta, is oisir kakeitzim. It has thorns on it. The yaitzim. So now the Torah will tell you to take such a tree like this that has thorns on it. So therefore, the Torah does not kapas tamarim, does not mean this ufta. Omalei Rava Taisva Ravina. Rava Taisva Set Ravina. V'yema Tati Kapi the Tamri. Maybe it means like two bundles of dates. Maybe that's what kapas tamarim means. And the Gemara Kofos Ksiv. Mashma Kofos together. Rashi Tati Kapi the Tamri. Tomorrow matzah, maybe it means the date itself. Darkon liyas harbe tluyim v'yachad. They have a whole bunch of dates growing together. But machvaydas, and one bunch of ishlehem. For current lam kaf, maybe the Torah says take two of those. And the Gemara kapas tziv chod. No, it only means one. So good, for the Gemara v'yem chod. Maybe what kapas tomorrow means, the lulav is a bunch of dates. How do you know what kapas tomorrow means? Maybe it means a bunch of dates. Don't take two bunches, take one bunch of dates. And the Gemara, Vimachad, Lihu Kaf Korale. That's not called kapois, that's called a kaf. A spoon like Drashi Kaf. Vichiksif kapois, Hashem kapois in Pruda. Our kapois means like the leaves could be separated, and we want it when it's a fresh lulav, when they're still bound together. Vyeloshin zen noifun elo al oli halulav. It only goes on the leaves coming off the branches of the lulav like we use. Mashenkin, on the dates itself, you don't have this lushin of kofus. It's called a kaf, it would not be called kapois. Therefore, when a terrorist says, kapos tamarim, it means like we take the lulav, the branch of the palm tree. Right. Sinei hara bazok shera. The Mishnah says, if you take this type of a palm tree, the sinei, the palm trees that grow on har, that grow on hara bazok shera. That's a good type of a tree. Rashi says, v'yafo pi sholo shalhem, kitanim yoid. Even though the leaves of this palm are very small, v'yein oilem im orko shal shedra. It doesn't go up all the way to the top of the shedra. That's the chiddush to its kosher. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this: Lo yishonu ela sheroshoy shelzer magia letzadik roshelzer. True, you have the big lulav and you have the leaves, very small leaves, but it's only if the bottom leaf at least reaches the bottom of the top leaf. That's what it's kosher. One leaf reaches the bottom of the next leaf. That's where it's kosher. Lo yishonu ela sheroshoy shelzer, the top of this leaf of the lulav, magia reaches letzad ikrus shelzer, the beginning of the next leaf. Avalein roisha shelzer, magia letzad ikrus shelzer. Let's say the first leaf from the bottom of the lulav is so small it doesn't even reach where the next leaf starts to come out from. Then it's possible. That's no good. Tanya namiyochu. We learned like this also. Sinei hara bazel. What's called these lulavs that come from hara bazel? Psula. Says the breast and it's possible. For the mora ayv or nan tanan shera. And our mishnah says it's kosher to sira. El Shmamin, El Lamai, it's a raya, like we just got finished saying Kabaya. Shmamin, it's a good raya. That we have two types of lulavs from Sinei Hara Bazel. There's a lulav that the leaves are so small that the top of one leaf does not even reach the beginning of the next leaf. That's like a psula. Our Mishnah says it's kosher means the leaves are called upon and one leaf reaches the beginning of the next leaf. That's where it's kosher.